Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Cunningham. It's not great. It's not great.
It's shit.
It's been a tough week. It's millions. Cunningham. That's as good as I got. Ben Cunningham.
Ugh. The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Now, it is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we get into the studio and we talk about a film that we loved, hated and rated.
One of them's going to be true today.
The beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is watch along with the film at home and then join us every Thursday to find out what we thought of the film. This week's film has been chosen by me and it is the classic Millions. But before we get into talking all things Millions and the decision that I made to pick that film, as always, how has your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, how's your week, Colson? You go first. You always ask us. I'm asking you. And it's come to that start of the podcast where we go, how's your week? How's your week, Colson?
So it's been a busy one, you know. I don't quite know where to start, but we'll start on Sofa Cinema Club news. Is that our theme tune?
Yeah, Sofa Cinema Club News.
I've been busy organising our latest YouTube video, which we're nearly about to start filming, aren't we?
Yeah, very excited about
this. It's a big one.
It is a big one. It's exciting. But we're going to do the classic tease of mention absolutely nothing.
Learning a skill, we can say that.
Learning a skill. A skill Colson has more of than I do. Jack has the same skill level as I do.
Yeah.
It's potentially our way into a television show, isn't it?
Prime time, I'm telling you now. So yeah, that's been quite a big part of my week, making sure that everything's faultless when it comes to us getting onto the film set, let's say that. And then obviously now that restrictions are starting to lift, it means that there is more stuff going on and, you know, life is kind of returning to normal. So I had this weekend my first charity ball in probably 2 years.
Ah. What was it for? What's the charity?
It was for the Laura Crane Youth Cancer Trust, which is a charity that was set up in Huddersfield. And I've got family friends that obviously are involved with Huddersfield through football, and kind of that's how we all started to know each other. But now it's just a nice group of people who just always get together for events. So someone we know helped put the ball on with the charity, and he kind of compared the event, did John. So we all went to support him, and Andy Needham took me, my mum and dad, and we were on his table. And you kind of forget, you know, that those things just haven't been a thing. You know, it's the first time that I've seen all those people in a room for so long. And normally you'd probably see them, you know, once every 2 months sort of thing at different stuff, but it just hasn't happened. And obviously the best bit about a charity ball is always the auction, isn't it?
I love the auction.
Ooh, well, you go a bit off piece there. It can do, can't it? I'm going, I want it. Put your hand up.
Now we've got onto it, before I get on to talking about what actually happened at the auction. I remember when I lived with Jack, Ben.
Yeah.
We were doing the old house removals, and when we were decorating the flat, Jack had this Alex Higgins signed Snooker Cube.
I remember that.
Do you remember?
I remember that.
Yeah, I won it at auction.
I remember that. What's happened to it?
Oh, it got lost.
Okay. In our kids' school, years and years ago, they used to have an auction for, they had to get an auction for the playground. And one of the dads, it was like quite a big thing. It was in London, this school. It was quite a big thing. They raised quite a lot of money. Anyway, they got one of the dads up. He's Australian. He used to do cattle auctions and sheep auctions. And he fucking got up there. And he goes, and the next thing, and there was a lad there, was from Brazil. And he used to get amazing Brazil shirts signed.
Oh.
Lad stood up. And he was doing that quick.
You don't know what you're bidding.
You don't know what you're bidding. He raised thousands. Thousands. And he went at the back, to the back, to the back, going like fast.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, I went, fuck me, he did what? There was loads of bidders. And he went, oh, no, no, there wasn't. I made it up. And he said, eventually people get into it and then think, oh, this is good, and start bidding. Fucking brilliant.
Brilliant.
I think the good thing about a charity auction is you know that at least the money is going to charity, but there is an instant moment where...
you shit yourself and you want someone else to bid.
My mum and dad look at me as if to say...
the holiday in Corfu.
You don't know what's coming. My mum and dad look at me as if to say, be sensible. And in previous years, I have an awful lot of signed football shirts that I don't particularly need. I mean, I ain't got them up, have I, Ben? They just didn't...
You don't wear them.
Well, no. I can't... I'm not going to fit into Jermaine Defoe's shirt, am I?
No.
So, yeah, you have that awkward tension of dad's not at the table, dad's at the bar, mum's at the table, and, like, it's kind of a split vibe of the auction's happening, and everyone's like... partners are kind of giving them the eye when the auction starts to say, just be sensible.
Or you're going, if you're going to bid, that one.
I've read the brochure, so I know what I'm going for. But first up is a 2-week villa in South Africa in Cape Town.
Oof. Hello, someone's doing well. Oof. Who'd stop me off at £1 straight up? And straight up.
That's what I do. I'm in first and get out.
Oh, Jack P. Shepherd from Coronation Street. Thank you, Jack, for saying you'll donate £200, literally.
Hoping you get the villa for £2.
Outbid straight away.
Okay, so you've gone in. You've gone in big.
I've not gone in because at this point I'm sat opposite my mum who is going, no, no, no. However, what I have worked out... is Andy Needham, who is the person that has invited us out, is bidding on this. And Andy wins it. So if you're listening, Andy, I've been Googling what to do in Cape Town and I can't wait for this trip. That was the first one gone. And I was a bit gutted because I was like, Mum, I think we've missed out here. Like, that could have been me. That could have been family trip to Cape Town. Like, that would have been really good, that. And now next in the brochure is a tailor-made suit at the suit tailor that I use. And I obviously haven't been to a black tie function for a long time, so I don't actually have any suits that fit me anymore. So I was kind of in like drips and dregs of an outfit, and it comes up, does this tailor-made suit? And I was like, right, I know what we're doing here. So I'm bidding. And there's a bit of a bidding war going on. And we're into like big numbers. And like I can see my mum at the table.
Is your mum bidding against you?
And then my dad's like, you know this is more than what the suit's worth now, don't you?
It's charity, Dad. Ooh.
I know, everyone always says that.
Well, it's not shopping, it's charity.
Anyway, I stop bidding and two of the lads keep going. £3,800 this tailor-made suit goes for.
Bloody hell.
Whoa. Must have been good.
Dodged a bullet there.
I was at an auction once, charity auction. You know, you sit on like a table, don't you, like 12 people.
Yeah.
And the auction's going round, and it's for some signed football shirt again, yeah?
Yeah.
And my mate, who I'm sat with, you might be sat with some random people who you've just met that night, yeah? And he goes, excuse me, mate, across table. And he's like, what? And he went, you've got something on your shirt. And he goes, what? And he goes, underneath your shirt, under your armpit. And the guy raises his arm. And the auctioneer goes, sold! didn't see the funny side of it whatsoever.
Did you not?
Didn't see the funny side whatsoever.
The best bit is they come to you at card machine straight away as well. Straight away at card machine.
Oh, do they?
And my mate's like, oh, no, it's a gag. I got him to raise his hand. I was like, oh, I was fucking dying. I was howling. Sold!
Oh, that is brilliant. Under your arm, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast, but do you remember Simon Grayson's charity ball, Jack?
Mm.
At most charity balls now, you get an envelope on the table, an empty envelope, and you put a donation in above a tenner, and that's like your raffle ticket. So at Simon's ball, everyone puts their money in and writes their name and the table number on. And as the guest at Simon's ball, I drew the raffle, and the raffle was for a villa in Spain, and I drew my own name out.
But I tell you what you did. You scrunched yours up and folded the corner, didn't you? Then you went, oh!
But Ben, what do you do in that situation?
I said redraw. I did, yeah.
You put it back. Did I ever tell you about that time when I was presenting a BAFTA? Have I said it on the podcast?
I was presenting a BAFTA. Why were you presenting a BAFTA? Was Tudors big back in the day? Yeah.
Don't be snotty, Coulson. To be something in this bit. Anyway, these lads had made an animation, cartoon animation. It's quite a big deal. And I was on their table. And do you know what? They'd made it in their bedroom. They started off making this animation, stop animation, in their bedroom.
Is it Wallace and Gromit?
No, it was. It was like that.
Yeah.
And they made it and they said they had no money. So they were making it and then it went like big.
Mm.
And I said, I'm presenting your reward. It doesn't matter what's on the envelope. I'll read your names out. And they went, laughed. And they went, ha, ha, ha. And I went, no, it's a thing. I'm an actor, it's a thing. It's a thing. I can read whatever I want. And they won't take it off you because it's televised and whatever. I mean, it'd be awkward, but they won't take it off you. It'd be fine. I'm thinking, joke.
Yeah.
I get up and the nominations are, da-da-da. I open the envelope and it is them. And I read their name out and they didn't get up.
Yeah, because they're thinking.
Mate, you've made it up. And he looks at me and I went, no, you have won. So we had this little gag and he ran up and he got the envelope and he showed his mate. He went, we have won. And we went, and then he got on the mic. He went, we have won. And everyone's in the room thinking, well, yeah.
The other kids are crying.
They were made up. These two lads were made. It was their little company. They'd done it since they left university. They were made up. Anyway, there we go. I digress, but there we go.
And then the other really random thing that I've done this week is I took to the slopes.
I saw that. Some ski slopes.
Yeah.
I've been there, Jack. They still talk about me. What's it called? Chill Factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did the skiing, didn't you, Colton?
Yeah. Now, you did the snowboarding.
I got on the piste and picked a board, and I am shit at it. Shit. He said, this is what you might have to do to stop. Off. Straight into the fucking bay.
A lot of people were decking it on snowboards, like, regularly.
It's too hard.
Is snowboarding really hard, then?
Well, did you watch the crash reel, the hidden gem that I suggested for you last week?
I didn't. Sorry. Well,
go, Coulson. See, that's what I was doing.
So I used to ski when I was a kid. In the summer holidays, I used to get sent to ski camp as well.
Where? Like Switzerland?
Castleford has a... Believe it or not, Ben.
Yeah, it does.
Castleford has a ski slope.
Off on ski. You're on ski holiday. Fuck off. Where? Castleford.
There's like three in England. One's in Manchester, one's in Cass, and one's like in London. And yeah, so Castleford is massive. Escape, it's called. Snow zone. I used to be quite a skier, but obviously I'd stopped, so I went for a beginner's lesson.
Eddie the Eagle.
Good film, by the way. Good film.
I think if you've done it as a kid, you won't know if you can or can't do it, because you'll just be able to do it.
But I couldn't remember, and then as soon as we started, I was like, oh, I know exactly what I'm doing. Get me on the big boy slope. But I wasn't allowed on the big boy slope. I'm on the big boy slope for my next lesson. You have to have a pass to be able to get on.
He took us to the top after a couple of hours. He went, just go down.
Yeah, but you did a whole day, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I did a 2-hour, and you meant to do level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5, level 6. And he was like, don't bother doing 5 more lessons. Book a one-on-one.
Mm.
and you'll get past in an hour from what we've seen. And I was like, great.
Anyone on the sledge?
That'll be me, all along.
The rubber ring?
This got me thinking. Sofa Cinema Club YouTube, there's potential here.
Wheelbarrow.
we're gonna definitely do some sort of YouTube event at the Chill Factor.
Do you remember, like, the best things? I don't know whether you ever did that. Do you remember gas board signs? They're like strip plastic, and they put them up to stop cars going into like places where they've got the roads dug up. They're brilliant for going down fast on a slope. So maybe I could bring some of them. They're brilliant, rapid.
And you've seen, obviously, like all the rubber ring stuff, like tobogganing and stuff like that. That's what I think we'd be good at.
Well, you'd be skiing. Me and Jack, what would we and Jack be doing?
No, but we'd all do the same. We could all get on a toboggan.
Toboggan. I love that word. Who came up with that, toboggan? Right, it's a date. Let's do it. Let's do it. One YouTube, we'll do it on the old skis.
Shall we crack on and talk about Millions, seeing as that's what we're here to do?
Please. I've been dying desperate to.
Synopsis.
Synopsis. Ooh, good luck with this. Good luck with this one.
Millions is a film that follows a boy called Damien. And Damien and his family are moving home after the death of his mother. And they're moving into a new build housing estate to kind of restart life. Now, Damien hasn't quite got over the death of his mother, and stuff at home is very different. And whilst he is spending some time alone, building himself a den, a train goes past, and a bag full of money falls from the sky. Damien takes this money to his brother, and they realise there's a lot of it. And what are they going to do with this bag full of money? That's Millions.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Good synopsis.
Better than the film, arguably.
Oh, don't give it away.
Don't give it away. You have jumped on. Did we all watch this film alone?
Yeah.
Well, Jack, I did. I didn't intend to. I put the trailer on, because it was free, to my son. My son listens to the podcast. He's quite invested in the podcast. I said, well, why don't we watch the trailer? And he went, yeah. Watch the trailer. The end of the trailer, he said, you're on your own, Dad. I'm going upstairs.
Oof. The trailer's not that bad, is it, I don't think?
Not even the dog. Not even Star sat with me. She went, I'm not watching this shit, and walked off.
What was your setup, Jack?
Midday, I watched it. Sunday afternoon, I thought, there was only Hanny's mum at home, and she was, like, doing the dishwasher and doing the cleaning stuff, and I went, do you know what? There's no money here. I went, I'll just stick it on now. Because, obviously, I don't want it to be a Sunday evening night watch for everyone.
It's not a full sit down, is it, Millions?
No. So I went, I'll be in and out, it's 90 minutes. I went, do you mind if I put it on, or I can go upstairs on the laptop? Or, and she went, no, if it's for the film, if it's for your film club.
Film club.
If it's, yeah, it's for that film.
For that hobby you've got.
If it's for the film club, where the three of you talk about films, you're fine.
She says, watch it on the big screen. You like to watch films there. I'm like, right, okay, great.
Like most people do. Most people.
So I went, great. I sat down. Oof, tough. 90 minutes. It seemed like 3 days.
I saved it. I went, big Saturday night movie.
Oh, you fucked up.
Date
there.
Night. Yeah. Saturday night, date night.
My Saturday was a bit of a lonesome one.
God, I bet that cheered it up at the end.
It didn't. I was in a dark.
I bet you were in a bad
place.
Way.
Saturday, I was in a dark, dark place. Actually,
you just go, I don't remember any of this.
I was like, this isn't the film that I remember. I was like, it's definitely the kid that I remember, and that's definitely that I remember.
First things that I noticed straight away is the kid's not great. He's not great. I'm going to have to dig him out.
Shepherd texted me and went, oof, this is a one. This is that kid. This straight off. And I'm like, well, if Shepherd's got into me this early on in the film, it's going to be a tough watch.
He was worse than Anakin Skywalker in Jingle All the Way. That's how bad he was.
The thing is, there's another film that I love that this kid's in, called The Water Horse. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fucking great.
This kid were nominated for awards for Best Young Actor. I'm thinking, how?
What's The Water Horse?
It's great. It's a great film. Really good film.
But what is it? It's a really good film. It's great. It's 10. You could have picked that. You could have picked that, couldn't you? It's a great film.
It's a bit like he finds the Loch Ness Monster as a baby and kind of houses it, and then it protects him.
And is he the lead?
Yeah.
I was amazed he got this gig. I thought, what's happened to Danny Boyle? Has his head fallen off?
It's his first film, though, isn't it?
But he's already done Shallow Grave and that.
Oh, this is after that?
Ben, this is 2005.
And he wanted to do it, by all accounts.
Oh, well, that's completely changed my view of it now.
He did Slumdog Millionaire, like, the next year and won Best Director.
What's going on?
I don't know what's happened with his career.
And as well, it's not one of them where you can say the book was really successful, because they released the film and the book at the exact same time.
Well, Boyle said to the writer, he says, you need to make this a book because it will be more successful being a children's book or something. So he was writing the novel at the same time as the film was being made. So it wasn't even a book.
Oh, I don't even know whether I can go through it. You know how we normally go through that? What's the saints bit all the way through, the bit about saints?
That is the film, is that he has imaginary friends and they're all saints.
You see, it jarred with me that it's meant to be like Liverpool or something, isn't it?
Manchester.
Is it Manchester? Well, they've got purple bins, that's Liverpool.
Nah, Salford.
Is it?
Yeah, I've got purple bins in Boothstown.
Oh, have you? Fair enough, you've got a purple bin.
Ooh, that's some good bin knowledge there. Both of you went to and fro on your bin knowledge. That's Liverpool, not in Salford. Boom, boom, bin, bin.
As my mum often reminds me, my house is technically Wigan.
Oh, it might have been set in Wigan.
But it's Manc, it's Northern, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't get it when there's this young lad and all of a sudden he's just going, oh, Marcus Alexandra, 11 AD. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, piss off.
You're good at that. You should have been in it.
But that is what he's into, Jack. That's obviously his hobby, and his imaginary friends are saints, which, yes, is hard to look past. But let's just look past that for the purpose of the podcast.
I tell you, there's another bit we can't look past, and that pisses me right off.
Go on.
The Euro.
Yeah, which didn't happen.
Was that ever a thing? Was it ever a thing?
No, but Coulson, money doesn't get stopped. You can always exchange the money in a bank. It doesn't have a day when you can't exchange it in a bank. You might not be able to spend it, but you can always exchange it. They don't just make today no pounds.
What were they calling it? Euro Day or D-Day
E-day,
or something like that.
E-Day,
that's it. But then the whole purpose of that is to keep the film moving, because if not, the film is even more unbelievable, because why would you feel the pressure to spend the money? I think the reason they have the child of Damien having imaginary friends as saints is to show his good nature, and the whole bit about him wanting to give the money away to charity, because you're not going to find a 10-year-old kid that wants to give away 200 grand. You're going to, you know, he's going to, if that was me and I've got 200 grand, I'm going big on match attacks.
If this kid is a saint and he is as nice as what he says he is, why have they given him the most unholiest of fucking names in all of film history and called him Damien?
Is that an unholy name?
Yeah.
Damien Omen.
Huh? Weird.
Jack, you're a kid, you're a 10-year-old child, you're in your imaginary house, den, you've had 200 grand fall out of the sky.
It's not 200 grand, Coulson, it's millions.
It's not, it's 200 grand, the counter.
Yeah, but that's what pissed me off.
It looks a lot more than 200 grand.
No, it's 234 grand, Jack. It's what he says. But the name of the fucking film is Millions. He says he counts it and he goes, it's 243,445 quid. And I went, no. It's fucking millions.
He goes, we're millionaires. That's what he says, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be. That's a full gym bag full of money.
It is a lot of money. And believe me, I often carry cash around like that.
Well, you're all about the cash now, Coulson. You don't do that Apple Pay or anything, do you?
Stinks
just
for cash.
Cash for me, please.
Why is he giving it to the Mormons?
Hang on. Answer me question. You're 10 years old. 200 grand has landed in your den. What are you buying? I've said match attacks.
Back then, for me, I was buying PlayStation or PC games. That's what I was doing. Or clothes. I was buying a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Or aftershave.
200 grand's worth of aftershave. Yeah. I think when I was 10, I would have bought a Lamborghini Countach. Because I thought they were mint, and it would have been white, and I wouldn't have been able to park it in our street because our street was like tiny. And you wouldn't have been able to get in with the doors, and that would have been it, and I wouldn't have been able to drive it.
I genuinely would have spent it all on match attacks.
Match attacks.
You'd have a rough do. You wouldn't be able to open them.
There was a kid in my school who spent like 2 grand on Pokemon cards.
Oh, did I tell you about the... I bought some Pokemon years ago for my son. Pack each. Well, I don't know what they're doing, do I? Old Pikachu and what was the other
Charizard.
One?
Charizard.
Mega Mewtwo. Charizard. So he picks his and you pick him and you do that. I pick mine and he goes, oh, now we swap, Dad. Oh, right, OK, I don't know what I'm doing. We swap, OK. He said, well, I'll swap this for that. I went, oh, OK. As I placed it into his hand, as I placed it to my son's hand, he went, done, yeah. It was worth 27 quid. This one card, and he knew it. And he sold it on eBay. He completely did me. I said, you can't do that. He said, no, we swapped. I said, would you like to swap that for that? And we still talk about it now, 5 years later. He saw it, really innocent face. Oh, should we swap that, Dad? I don't really know what they are. And it was a Mega Mewtwo, shiny or something. And he went, yeah, it's worth 27 quid.
So that's what we spent my 200 grand on. But Damien doesn't want to spend it all on match attacks, Lamborghinis or PlayStations. He wants to give it away to charity. But his brother, Anthony, has another idea, doesn't he?
Well, that annoyed me, first of all, about his name. His dad called him Anthony. And at the end, his mum called him Anthony. I picked up on it straight away.
You've looked at this way too... By the time we got to the end of the film...
You've glazed.
I've glazed. I've completely gone. I've sat there going, what's happened to my life? I've got to talk about this. Do you know what? Genuinely, at the end, I went... What did Coulson see in this film?
I don't know. I was on my phone watching it this time round. Can't be asked.
I didn't go on my phone. That's naughty.
It was Saturday night. I was upset.
The Anthony Anthony character, the lad, I didn't mind him.
The brother.
I thought he was all right.
I didn't mind him.
Nesbitt?
Didn't really have to do anything.
Yeah, he didn't really have much to do. Okay, school teacher, weird. Not school teacher, that woman.
Girlfriend.
Weird. Why is she trying to rob... money off kids in a school
with that bin?
Why is she trying? And she's
give me all your money. You won't remember dusty bin with a dusty.
Was
bin.
That a thing? That wasn't a thing.
Dusty bin was a thing. Yeah.
No, that was not a thing.
It was on a game show. 3, 2, 1.
Weird though to come into a school,
yeah,
and ask for money off children, and then come on, put your money in. Are you stealing money off kids now? Weird. And then goes home, and then she's. Why is she round it is?
I'll tell you what, it doesn't take long and he walks into the bedroom and you're like, what's going on? What is going... It's like you've gone, what are all the things we need to put in a film? Saints, Euro...
Mormons.
I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? What is this? I wanted to stop it, mid-stop, and go, just what is this? What's going on? Because it's a mess.
That copper that starts taking piss out of people who have been burgled.
But the copper's a bent copper, isn't he?
I don't think he is. I think he's trying to be funny.
Nah, the copper's part of the robbers.
Oh, is he?
Oh, well, didn't get that. I didn't get that at all. And the robber hiding in the loft. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, he can just walk around, not be seen.
But this is the thing. Is the robber real?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. He's got to be.
I think you can't get into it if he's not or conscience.
Is the robber real?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between the robber and the saints?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
The saints are dead.
No, when he sees the saints, yeah, no one else sees them. What about the robber?
The copper sees the robber at the end. He arrests him.
The mum, shite. She didn't even know her own son's fucking name.
Yeah, the weird bit with the mum coming back alive. Let's try and just, for the sake of the audience at home... Let's talk. What was your highlight of the film?
Oof. I liked it when they're getting told off in the headmaster's office and he says, why did you do that or something? And he goes, our mum's dead. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, they do that every time.
My favourite bit was the opening when they're riding through that field, that yellow field. I thought that was a fantastic shot. And I thought, ooh, this might actually look good.
I agree. When the film starts, and when they've got that bit where the house is building in their imagination, I was like, oh, this could, maybe this is good. Because it's quite a high-rated film, you know?
Yeah, it is. I noticed that on IMDb, yeah.
7 on Internet Movie Database. That is high. Well, we know what they've rated it. Let's take a quick break and we'll find out what we've rated it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do I start if it's my
you
film?
You do start. You do. You start, you finish.
It is shit, isn't it? Let's go 4. It really is poor.
4's high.
Is it?
What did you like about this, Colf? Back then, and then what can you see now that you think, actually, no, it don't work?
I would imagine, Jack.
Good question.
The thought of the money.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Mm. I think it was me being that kid going, what would I do if I had all that money? I think, and the bits that I remember vividly well, James Nesbitt plastering the wall with money. So I don't know if, obviously, as a child, when I've watched this film, I've had an obsession with money. And it's kind of, that's what it was. But then I watched it and I was like, oh, it hasn't got anything to it. And The Saints, what is going on? And it was hard work.
Yeah.
It was hard.
And you were on the TikTok.
And I was TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram.
Jack, you go, because you know where I'm going.
Like the bits, like Nesbitt, I think for what he's in, it's fine. The young lad, Anthony, I think he's okay. The young lad who's the lead, painful.
Damien.
The Mormons, strange. The copper, the girlfriend, the Saints. I mean, it's just, and also about a subject that didn't happen, you know, the euro and everything.
It is odd, the premise of the film basically being something that never
happened. They're talking
happened.
About the premise of the film as though, oh yeah, this happened and it didn't,
or this is what might happen. Yeah. And I'm thinking, it won't. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't make me laugh. It didn't make me smile. It didn't make me cry. So
we're building up to a nice one here.
I'm going to go 1.2, and I think
very good.
I think 1.2 is okay. I think that's okay for millions.
Do you know what? I'm going to put it out there before Ben gives his ratings. I don't want to mention the name Papadopoulos and Sons, but I just want the audience at home to be reminded of that. It's a better film. Papadopoulos and Sons are a better film.
It makes Papadopoulos and Sons look like Citizen Kane. like it's awful. It's awful. Papadopoulos came in at 0. So I've got to go minus.
Can you go minus?
Yeah, you can go minus one. I've got to. Minus one.
But Ben, what's amazing is that he goes on and wins the Oscar for Best Director like a year later.
Slumdog Millionaire.
It's amazing.
And he's a great director. I'd love to know whether he thought halfway through, what is this? It's a mess.
Do you think he's done it for a mate or something? Do you think he's known the writer or something?
I don't know, because Papadopoulos, I didn't like it, but it had a premise that wasn't making me. The problem with this film was every other 5 minutes, I'm going, that just doesn't seem right. It's putting me out the film all the time. The euro, the money, the Saints, it was every 10 seconds. I'm like, what is going on? I wanted to stop it and I got annoyed.
Yeah.
So there we go. So what's the score?
4.2.
4.2 is
It's
high.
4 from That's me, 1.2 from Jack, and minus 1 from you.
It's dog shit, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the audience will go with us on that.
I also would like to apologise to anyone who does...
Anybody who played along. Jesus.
Yeah. If anyone thinks we're chasing ratings on this podcast...
At one point, I was like, I can't be out. Like, I might just watch the rest of it tomorrow. But I was like, no, this is our job.
Backfired.
Yeah. I should have gone Highlander, shouldn't I? It could have been a very different Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. There could be only one. Fight in the car park. You can still come back.
4.2 out of 34 millions. Not the millions that it was expected.
That's our lowest.
That's a new low. It is a new low for Sofa Cinema
it's
Club.
It's literally a new low.
To bring us all back in the room and to fill us all with cheer.
Ah.
Jack.
Can we sing it again? Because last week I sang it on my own. It annoyed me because I think we should all be singing it. It's a pop-up. Okay.
Jack's
hidden
gem
of the week.
It's a band.
Hidden gem this week is film. I'm going to go film. It's on Amazon. You can get it on there. I think it's on Amazon. And it's also on Apple TV, I think. You can rent it. It's a horror. You two might have seen it. I'm not sure. It's called The Night House.
Oh, I don't think I have seen it.
Have you not seen it? Right,
no.
Okay. So, good horrors, I'll tell you. Good horrors, nowadays, they're few and hard to come by, aren't they? Because...
Few and far between, I think you
what did I
for,
say? Few and far
few
to come
Few and hard
by.
To come by is an interesting
it's
one.
It's an interesting
I like
one. It sounds more Norwich, that saying, doesn't it?
Few and far between. Right. Yeah, a good horror, you're right. A good horror is tricky.
Yeah, because you've sort of seen every gimmick, every sort of jump, and you know what, you can sort of guesswork where the film's going to go with a horror, I think, easily in today's world than what you could. But this is really good, and there is some good jumps, some good jumpy bits in there. It's suspense, it's a bit of a thriller. Basically, the synopsis is, it starts off with this woman and she's got this massive house on the edge of a lake, right? And you get the feeling she's quite depressed and you quickly learn that her husband has recently died suddenly, right? And she's a widow and she's quite depressed and then she gets this overwhelming sense that she's still haunted by his spirit in the house, like a ghost, and she doesn't know why, and it's quite dark, and that's all you need to know, really. But there's a lot of secrets that unfold, and there's a lot of twists, and it's just, you know what, it's just a good modern day horror. It's called The Night House.
The Night House.
Yeah, find it on your little streaming services. It's good watch.
So that's the gem, and now we're about to go off from this, but we're about to go off from this to record another episode, and it's our exclusive Patreon-only episode for February. And whilst we're talking about Patreon, we have a little bit of a shout-out to do to our newest members, don't we, boys?
Yeah, so last week, we made them people in the cinema, didn't we, or in the movie world. I'll go first. Projectionist, Andrea Beaver.
I've got on the old Ben and Jerry's, or what's the other one called? Basin and Raisins? What's it
Baskin
called?
And Robin.
Baskin and Robbins.
Basin and Raisins. It's like a cheap version.
On the old... the Aldi special. On the old ice cream, one scoop for £4 or three scoops for a tenner, we've got Mae Matthews. Extra sprinkles for me, please.
We've got window dresser Helen Cuthbertson.
In a cinema? In a cinema?
No, I'm thinking
that's a fucking shop. What do you window dress at the fucking cinema? The posters. It's a fucking department store.
All right. Okay.
Changing tyres.
Well, I just say cinematographer Helen Cuthbertson.
Oh, original. And then locking up when everyone's gone home, we've got Yvonne.
Yvonne, yep. Yvonne, second AD.
She's manager, is Yvonne. Cineworld manager.
She's the manager. There we go. Look, so thank you very much for being part of our cinema.
Thank you for subscribing. And remember, you are officially missing out if you're not with us on Patreon, because that is where we're putting out extra content. Like I said, we're about to go and record this month's bonus episode. But before we do that, Ben... Next week, we're watching your film. What are me and Jack and the people at home watching this week?
So we're going to watch... I think I've had a little think about what kind of films I should be picking. And I don't know whether Jack probably definitely seen this. 1976. won a few Oscars. Don't go, do that, Coulson.
You like an old. You like an old.
It's not an old. It's not old.
But it's not. Is that in colour? Is that in colour?
You are fucking joking. We have just watched Millions. 1976. You're saying it like 1904. Were the cars? How did they get anywhere?
Is it in colour? Yeah.
Of course, I'm not even going to answer.
Okay,
it.
I'm going to take it as a yeah. I think
you can't. It's in colour. It's got sound. No subtitles. 1976 won a few Oscars. Network.
Be an interesting watch. That.
No, I've not heard of it.
really, black and white. Yeah, it's so basically it's a film that if you haven't seen, you should, because it's. It's a real commentary, and what would be so interesting to you, Coulson, is 1976 obviously is a lifetime away to you, but there's a lot of themes in that film that were made then that are very applicable now. So that's what I'm trying to say, with cinema can survive for a long time in that way.
And that's what we're here to do, continue the education. And if you want to keep the education going, all you've got to do is watch along with the network and then join us here next week to find out what we thought.
It's just network, the network. It's just network. The network. If you follow along and watch The Network, a film I've made up.
The Mark Wahlberg film is what I'm thinking.
Just Network.
The Mary Poppins.
The Millions.
And that's what we're here for, an education. And if you want to keep the education going, all you've got to do is watch Network and then join us here next Thursday to find out what we loved, hated and rated about it. And if you want to keep in touch with us, you can do. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok. And it's really easy to find us. We are Sofa Cinema Club on them. Do get in touch with us. Do send us a message. Let us know what you're thinking of the podcast. Let us know what you thought of Millions. Is 4.2 harsh? We'll never know unless you tell us. And we will see you back here on Monday for Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. Until then, good night, God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.